It's tall, it's aggressive, and it's tough to get rid of. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Vern Stevens and Sue Tangora work for the Department of Natural Resources. They happen to be married to each other, and they have a common enemy.
This is on my radar bead number 10 on the scale of 1 to 10.
That thing they hate? It's a plant, an invasive plant called Japanese knotweed. It's sometimes also called Mexican bamboo. I met up with Vern and Sue at a busy intersection in East Lansing on a corner lot where Japanese knotweed is going hog wild.
It's like bamboo, looks just like bamboo, and it gets up to 10, 12 feet tall. And it's like being in a jungle. The canopy is above your head. Generally, in a lot of the sites, you can't touch the canopy. It's that high above you.
Maybe you're thinking, so what? It's a plant. In fact, it's been a popular landscape plant in Michigan for years. People like it because it grows fast, so you can use it as a privacy screen to keep out your nosy neighbors. But this plant is crafty. It's native to Japan, where it's one of the first plants that comes up after a volcanic eruption. So it can actually push through volcanic rock. The problem with that is it can also break through the foundation of your home.
We know in England, Japanese knotweed has been known to be a problem there, and it's to the point where people have a hard time getting insurance for their homes. Some of their insurance rates are really inflated. You see pictures of it growing right up a wall inside someone's home.
And actually, the knotweed on this corner lot is already breaking through the sidewalk. Once the plant has gotten a toehold, it's very hard to get rid of. Its roots can grow at least 9 feet into the earth. It releases a toxin into the soil, so nothing else can grow near it. Vern Stevens says you can't mow it or cut it because that'll just make it grow faster. And what's worse, those little clippings can start a new population in the growing season. Vern says the only way to treat it right now is with very specific herbicides. He says if you use the wrong herbicide, you could make knotweed grow even faster. It can take years to get rid of it. In 2005, the Michigan legislature made Japanese knotweed a prohibited species. Sue Tangora says you're not required to treat it if you already have it, but you can't share it.
It's illegal to sell it at a nursery or farm market or anywhere. People will dig it up and share it with their friends or neighbors. So unless you're really aware of all the laws of Michigan, you may not be aware that that's actually illegal to do.
The DNR is aware of garden clubs in the state that are still exchanging hybrids of Japanese knotweed. And even the hybrids are illegal to move off-site. It's even illegal to move soil that has the roots of Japanese knotweed in it, because that could spread the plant. And that's caused problems for the guy who owns this corner lot. Vern Stevens says the landowner wanted to develop the site, but now he can't build here until all the Japanese knotweed is gone.
He won't be able to do anything on this until it's cleaned up. I'm guessing 3 years minimum.
The landowner didn't want to be recorded for this story. The DNR is still trying to figure out how widespread knotweed is, but it's been found throughout the state, especially in cities such as Flint, Detroit, and Petoskey. Al Hansen is the director of Parks and Recreation for the city of Petoskey. He says they've been struggling with knotweed in city parks for about 3 years. He says they're treating knotweed on city land, but they're having trouble getting some private landowners to see knotweed as a problem.
They don't realize the consequences when it escapes the landscape beds themselves. And that's the difficult part, because if they were able to buy it at one time, and therefore they don't view that as being invasive.
And that is maybe the biggest problem for officials. It can be hard to get people fired up about plants, especially when it's something that everybody thought was good. You can find out how to identify knotweed and how to get rid of it at environmentreport.org. I'm Rebecca Williams.